Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Daniel Davis Deep Dive Roadshow Edition, still coming to you from New York City. I can't wait until I get home because there's just too many things going on here. And I have to bring one more issue to you today that is of concern that you need to be paying attention to because things are escalating and expanding in our own hemisphere, not with the Russia-Ukraine situation, not with the Israel-Hamas situation, but now in our own backyard. In Venezuela and in Colombia and in the Caribbean Sea, things are taking a turn, and you need to be aware of this. Yesterday in the Oval Office, you had Secretary of State Rubio give an explanation for what's going on down in Venezuela and how firm and tough our administration is looking out for your interests.
In this particular case, there are people traveling on international waters headed towards the United States with hostilities in mind, which includes flooding our country with dangerous, deadly drugs. And they're going to be stopped. And that's what's happening. And in the case last week, you saw it was a submarine. It was a submarine. It was a submersible. That's a drug boat all the way through. We know what these boats are. The president just said it. We track them from the very beginning. We know who's on them, who they are, where they're coming from, what they have on them. If you're running drug boats, you're in grave danger.
Okay, remember what he said there in just a second. We know who they are. We know what's going on. We know, right? That's echoing what President Trump himself said last week, where he said we have deep intelligence. We know everything about all these guys. And I've already shown you a lot of people who pay attention to this all the time, especially on drug running issues. They say you haven't released a single name of anything, stuff that you normally do. Things that normally you promote and brag about, things that you've taken, how much kilos of this or that, or what narco terrorist, whatever tattle you want to put on somebody, you put that out. So far, those things haven't been coming. But let's look at the bigger issue there, because he is claiming and did again in that clip, Secretary Rubio, that basically there's just this terrorist organization just running out of control in the Caribbean Sea. And holy cow, they're all coming up the water. They're all coming after America. And all these people are coming here to do us harm, so he says. And of course, this all centers on allegedly that there's drugs in some of these boats. Maybe there is, but there's also evidence that there's not in some of them anyway. But even what they are, what is the real purpose here? What is actually going on? What's claimed is that we're trying to, the U.S. government is trying to keep our country safe. And this, you know, this fentanyl crisis that's plaguing America and these illicit and illegal drugs that's causing so many of our people to die and have overdoses, et cetera. You know, we're trying to get a handle on that. Well, on the surface of it, that's fine. It's necessary. It's even an obligation. You're supposed to try to keep your country safe from that stuff. That's supposed to be the bare minimum. But the question is, what are you doing that will succeed? And what you are doing, is that the best way to do it? Or even will it succeed? Or unfortunately, we have to ask this question, is there some other intention that you have? Or are you using this as justification to really to do something else? The classic shell game situation. What we have before us is does not line up with observed reality. That there are such a small number of drugs that actually originated in Venezuela from that come to the United States that end up there anyway, is that it's, as I think I told you, one of the, depending on which group you look at or which ranking, Venezuela is like number 16 or number 20 on the list. Some have it even lower than that. So that means there's a whole bunch of other places where it's a lot higher. Now, what sense does it make? Work with the logic here. What sense does it make to say, I want to stop the drugs coming into the United States because that's an important issue. And I know it's important to a lot of people. So we're going to go after somebody who's number 20 on the list. We're going to go after somebody who's way down on the list here. And we're not going to go after the one, two, and three. I mean, why would you start with the little people down here where even if you succeeded, it wouldn't even matter. You wouldn't even be able to see the difference on it. These are questions that we need to ask and that we need answers to. Because the answers we are getting aren't working up. Now, when you only listen to President Trump and when you only listen to the official statements of people like Marco Rubio, then it sounds plausible. It sounds like, yeah, that's right. I mean, man, they're coming to get us, so I have to take you at your word. They're trying to kill us. Then of course we need to go after them. But as Senator Rand Paul, said on a news event just the other day, he's got some real problems with this. And listen, up until just recently, Rand Paul has been a big supporter of Trump and just almost blanket whatever he's been saying. And when even this guy who has been really behind President Trump says something different, we need to be paying attention to this, especially when what he said makes sense.
But we know from Coast Guard statistics that about 25% of the time the Coast Guard boards a ship, there are no drugs. So if our policy now is to blow up every ship we suspect or accuse of drug running, that would be a bizarre world in which 25% of the people might be innocent. The other thing about these speedboats is they're 2,000 miles away from us. If they have drugs, they're probably peddling drugs to one of the islands of Trinidad or Tobago off of Venezuela. The idea that they're coming here is like it's a huge assumption, and really shouldn't you have to present some proof? It is the difference between war and peace. In war, though, you don't ask people's name. But if they want all-out war where we kill anybody and everybody that is in the country of Venezuela or coming out, that has to have a declaration of war. It's something that is not pretty, very expensive, and I'm not in favor of declaring war on Venezuela.
And I'd go a whole lot further than say I'm not in favor of it. I'd say not only no, but a hell no. There is no, listen, the fact that that's even in the conversation should alarm every American. You're actually saying, here, let's think about here, if we're going to do this, well, then we have an authorization, because the president is not authorized. It's a violation of the United States Constitution in the 1973 War Powers Act for the president to go into another foreign country and to take lethal military action, period. Full stop, black and white. That's one of the things that is clear. That's why we have the Constitution, and that's why we actually increased the clarity in the 1973 War Powers Act to make unambiguous that that's the case. That power is exclusively in the Congress, or at least it is on paper. Now, in reality, it's not, and it's being shredded by the day. Until now, it literally, folks, hear me, it may no longer exist at all. It may not even exist on paper. Now, President Trump may be able to do what he wants, but the fact that a senator is actually saying, listen, if you're going to do this, we have to have a congressional declaration of war. You can't just go in and kill somebody. But you see that that's what it's looking like. That's what we're doing so far. And listen, this is making us look like the great bully. This is not keeping America safe. It's not even, it has anything to do with America safe. I'm concerned that it has something to do with some different things, because this, I don't know if you've been paying attention to this. We showed you when a lot of this Venezuela stuff happened that there were eight warships in the area and a lot of troops. Well, that has increased now. Now then there is up to 14% of the U.S. naval fleet in the area. And you see that now there are 14 different assets in there. And in addition to some Coast Guard cutters, a lot of air power, a lot of training going on, even on Puerto Rico. There's a lot going on here. It is not at all unreasonable for Senator Paul to be saying, hey, we need to be talking about before you keep expanding this, because this looks like you're preparing to go to war. When you build up that much combat power in a place that it doesn't normally occupy and you are doing lethal military strikes, then this has every earmark that you are preparing and have even started for combat operations. And when Trump himself admitted that he's authorized the CIA to conduct operations inside of Venezuela, folks, this is a problem here. And let me tell you, this is not just me saying it's a problem. Obviously, you know, Maduro's not liking this, but it's not even that. It's somebody who has been up until recently a friend of the United States, somebody that for decades we've helped out, and that is the president of Colombia, who is so alarmed that he made this public declaration asking for global help.
I'm not wrong in speaking to the world from Colombia, because what I am demonstrating is that Colombia is the heart of the world, and the aggression against Colombia is an aggression against the heart of the world, and I am calling on the world to help us. Before I was calling on the world to help Palestine, now I am calling on us because they want to attack us and they are mobsters and Trump is believing them.
And what do we do in response to that? Did that sober us up and say, okay, well, hang on here. Let's don't get crazy on us or anything like that. No. In fact, Trump doubles down on it.
Now, he's a thug and he's a bad guy and he's hurt his country very badly. They're doing very poorly, Colombia. They make cocaine. They have cocaine factories. They grow all sorts of crap that's drugs, bad drugs coming into the United States, goes generally through Mexico. And he better watch it or we'll take very serious action against him and his country. His country is what he has led his country into is a death trap.
You know, this whole 7 million people that protested over the last weekend, No Kings rally, This is the kind of stuff that prompts that. Because now that you heard out of his own mouth, President Trump will take really strong action, meaning I will take really strong action, not Congress. He will not listen to the senators. He will not listen to the House of Representatives. He won't listen to anyone. If I feel like it, I will kill him. I will kill people and destroy his country. And I'll do the same thing to Venezuela. Folks, this makes us look like a monarch. This makes us look like an autocrat, where a man has the power to bring our country into armed conflict. That is the serious issue here. Don't minimize this. Don't just keep saying, oh, well, he doesn't mean that, or Trump says a lot of stuff. Listen, you see, he means a lot of the stuff. It turns into actions. People are being killed regularly in the Caribbean Sea right now. And one of the reasons why the Colombian president is so infuriated is because he has evidence that a fishing boat and some Colombian citizens who he claims were not drug runners, even if they were, they're Colombian citizens that were killed by our military on international waters, something there is no law for. You cannot do. And this claim that we have perfect intelligence, which they never provide, is not sufficient, is not adequate. This is supposed to be a democracy. You don't get to rule by fiat. You don't get to just say, just go along. I'll do whatever I want to do and trust me. Yeah, that's what we're being asked to be. And that pathetically. No, this is the United States of America. And we're going to have to do something at some point, maybe more than just this one-off protest, this No Kings rally, and content yourself with, yay, we did something. Because if it doesn't take more action, if we don't do more, folks, if we don't make our voice heard, and that's what I'm advocating here. So far, we still have freedom of speech. We need to make our voice heard. And a lot of people, I'm asking you, really share this with everybody. Understand, this is a big issue. It's bigger even than what's going on in Venezuela, because if this works, if this succeeds and he continues to be able to use lethal military power anytime he wants, and he's already done it in Iran, and now then you keep doing it here, where is it going to stop? And why do you think it's going to stop? They'll keep lying to you and telling you whatever they think you need to hear to be quiet while they go and do whatever they want to do, kill whoever they want to kill, take whatever they want. Now, in our country, people listen to that and they just can't come to believe. They can't bring themselves to believe that Trump, who is so popular and who so many love, that he can't do that. We just can't see that, so they can't believe it. But I assure you, outside of our country, there's a lot of people alarmed. There are millions, probably billions of people that are really alarmed at what they see in the United States. And that fear is going to cause other people at some point to rise up and to stand against us. And you heard President Petro right there asking, I need help. I need help. See someone come and help us. That is a shame that America is in a position right now where somebody has to ask help from us. It's time to get this changed, folks. This is a big issue here. You need to be aware. Please share this around. And listen, we are going to remain unintimidated and uncompromised to bring you the truth no matter what it is, even when it's something like this, because you deserve to know and your friends deserve to know as well. Thanks, folks. We'll see you on the next episode.